437-1620. Joining us now by phone, we have Devan Cook. He is the Santa Rosa County Administrator. Devan, welcome back to the show, sir.
Morning, Andrew.
So yesterday in the committee meeting, I think there weren't a lot of things that were kind of, you know, what's going to actually be on the agenda, but you had two items that came up in public forum, as is often the case, right? This is why we have public forum, is people get concerned about something and they show up wanting an answer. One thing was the possibility, and I want you to tell me kind of where we're at in this process, but the possibility that at the entrance to the Ranchette subdivision, which is this, you know, great secluded feeling, like you feel you go back in there and you feel like you're, you know, back in the woods in some mountain country or something. It's a wild place, but it's right off of Highway 98. But they're going to put a gas station in at the entrance, like at the corner there. I'm not even sure where it would go, but that's the possibility that people were upset about, right?
It's Whisper Bay. Ranchettes.
I'm sorry. Thank you for clarifying. Yes, Whisper Bay, not Ranchettes. Ranchettes was the drainage grants you guys got. Thank you for clarifying. Yes, yeah. Whisper Bay, right.
The Whisper Bay, there's some, it's my understanding from our planning department, there's some research being done by a company that's considering putting some type of a gas station there at the Highway 98 in the entrance to Whisper Bay. And the residents there are concerned because, of course, you know, right there at the entrance to their subdivision, and I do think it's a very nice area, and they're just concerned about how it's going to affect their area. It's already zoned commercial on Highway 98. That was done, you know, a long time ago, long before I probably most of the board members that are there now were there. So that is an allowable use of highway commercial. So unless they come in, unless the company, and this is the information we were given yesterday, unless the company comes in for some type of a variance, if they decide to move forward, there's little control that the board would have over that project.
Yeah, and this is one of the things that I know Commissioner Wright was trying to explain to folks is, as long as they are operating within the existing, you know, future land use and zoning, you can't stop them. That's what the entitlements are of owning the property, right? So they're not asking you to do anything different, or at least not yet. And so there's nothing you can do to stop it unless you change the FLU or the LDC, and that would affect other properties maybe in the future. But you can't do that when you've got a thing that's already in development, even though, you know, for those folks, it's pretty frustrating, I can imagine, to wake up that all of a sudden your little secluded subdivision might suddenly open up into a gas station. The other one that came up was a lot of people were upset about the proposal, the possibility of turning Leisure Street in Navarre into that community bypass for Highway 98. This, again, you know, little kind of neighborhood road that's long and straight, but that kids play on, and turning that into a 35-mile-an-hour boulevard to facilitate traffic alternatives. But is the plan only looking at Leisure Street? There were a couple of alternatives, as I recall, in the last proposal.
And that's correct. And this is only to do a study. This is not any kind of design or anything that would actually begin the process to put that Navarre community access road in. This is to do a study to even determine if it's feasible, and if so, which route would be taken. So, you know, clearly, we all understand the concern of the people that live on those streets, and you know, something that they wanted to make very clear that they're opposed to it, and I think they are moving forward to do that. They've got a petition going and some things like that. But again, the only thing the board has done, and this has been in the works quite some time with DOT, is to approve a study for what they're calling the Navarre Community Access Road.
Last meeting we awarded a
contract to Volkert Engineering to do that study.
I can't remember from the last time I looked at the proposal, but do all of the proposed alternatives involve converting a residential street into the access bypass or whatever, or is there a proposal to just genuinely build a brand new road through some undeveloped area?
I don't recall all of the specifics, but my recollection is that it would be using some of the streets that are already existing I don't believe there's anything that would be building a brand new road because, of course, property down there is very difficult to come by.
And brand new roads are expensive, too. That's what I remembered. And so it's kind of one of these things, if the project winds up happening at all, somebody who lives on a road is going to have it happen on their road. The question is, which somebody? Obviously, that's going to be the fight. You know, not in my front yard, I think, is going to be wind up being the title of this one.
Correct. That project is another project that's been going on for many years, and they have received the funding to finish that project, and that's great news for the people that live in that area. So we're very pleased that's going to be finished at some point in the hopefully not too distant future. As you know, these things take a long time, and I think this one's been a long time coming.
Absolutely. No, that's great. Anytime you can find the money to do something like that, it's always a good thing. And I'm sure those people are, like the end might finally be in sight for them, at least a little bit. And then the last thing is one of the agenda items is for some property off of Woodbine Road that you guys are trying to acquire. Is this related to the Five Points and or the Highway 90 reconstruction, or is this the long-term planning for widening of Woodbine Road?
It's part of the long-term plan for widening Woodbine Road, but we needed it to even begin. You know, the first phase is to do some work there at Five Points and work at Highway 90 and Woodbine, and to complete the work at Five Points, we needed this piece of property. It was critical that we have this for a retention pond, and so we were very excited to finally obtain this property and get this. It was kind of the last piece of the puzzle for us to move forward with our Five Points design to begin the phase one of Five Points, and then in the end it will also serve as retention for the widening of the Woodbine Road in that north end near Five Points.
Well, it doesn't mean that Woodbine is wider yet, and it doesn't mean that Woodbine is going to be wider anytime real soon, but it does mean that the county is actually working towards long-term a widening of Woodbine, which, of course, is it's good news for the future, so to speak. Devan Cook, he's the Santa Rosa County Administrator. By the way, just a kind of an FYI, we don't typically talk to Devan about these meetings, but coming up next Monday, you have the Land Development Code meeting that is going to happen where the county commission is going to talk about things like billboard size, and maybe they'll talk about clear cutting. They will definitely talk about the alternative subdivision plan. So that's going to be next Monday. That won't be this Thursday meeting, but that's going to be next Monday, the 18th. Devan Cook, as always, sir, thank you for the time. Thanks for running the county and for helping us understand what's going on with our county government.
Thank you, Andrew. Y'all have a great day.